السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. Peace be upon our Imam Hussein, and peace be upon his son Ali, and peace be upon his all sons and all his companions. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, we're not going to have a lecture. Rather, we came here to show our sympathy and our love and our condolences to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the great tragedy, in the great loss that our Prophet had today with the martyrdom of his grandson, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and 72 companions. We came tonight to offer our condolences to our Prophet and to Imam Ali alayhi salam and to Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. And also we offer our condolences to his sister Zainab, the great sister of Imam Hussein, who was so patient after all those tragedies. So my dear brothers and sisters, go with me. Let's go to Karbala tonight. Let's first look what happened after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. Let's take a look at the post-martyrdom event. What happened after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein? When Imam Hussein was martyred, like this day, it was afternoon. 2 or 3 hours after Salat al-Dhuhr, Imam Hussein was martyred with all his companions. A message was received by the commander of Yazid's army. A message from Ibn Ziyad, the governor of Kufa, asking Ibn Sa'd, the commander of the army, not to leave Hussein alone. He says in the message that I made a pledge, if we, Yazid's army, if we win the battle with Hussein, I made a pledge that I make the horses trample on the body of Imam Hussein. And I know that he is dead and that is not going to make so much difference with him. But it is only a pledge that I made. So Umar ibn Sa'd asks his soldiers, I need 10 volunteers. من ينتدب ليدوس ظهر الحسين وصدره. There were 10 volunteers who volunteered to trample with their horses on the body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So the body was fully crushed by the trampling of the horses. And then after Imam Hussein was trampled, Umar ibn Sa'd looked at his army. He called upon them. He said, you need to make sure that all those dead bodies of Hussein and his companions are beheaded. Make sure that all heads are severed. So they go and make sure that all heads are severed. So Umar ibn Sa'd is counting all heads. Now he has 71 heads. He knows that he had 72 victims. He knows that they killed 72 shaheed, but now they have 71 heads only. He says, you need to go and recount all those heads. Make sure there is one head missing. They recount again, and there is one head missing. What head that was? It was a head of that small baby of Imam Hussein, Abdullah al-Rabi. He says, I need this head too. They come after that baby, and they cut the head of that baby too. So they take the small head of Abdullah al-Rabi with them. And after the war was over, what happens to the family of Rasulullah? Man from Umar ibn Sa'd's camp takes a torch and he approaches the tent of the women and he set fire in the tent. All the women of Imam Hussein, his sisters, his wife, his daughters, they leave from the tent, crying, Wa Muhammadah, Wa Aliyah. They don't know where to go. Finally, they all gather at Imam Zain al-Abidin's tent. Imam Zain al-Abidin is sick. He cannot move. Zainab looks at Imam Zain al-Abidin. She says, My dear nephew, you tell me what to do. قَالَ عَمَّ عَمَّا فُرُّوا عَلَى وَجُوهِكُنَّ فِي الصَّحْرَاءِ I ask you to all leave the tent. Go to the desert. Don't stay here. Because if you stay in the tent, you will all be burned by the fire. So all the daughters of Rasulullah, the daughter of Imam Hussein, and the family of Rasulullah, they all left the tent. When the war was over, a few soldiers came to Umar ibn Sa'd. They said to him, Ya Umar, you killed Hussein. What do you do and what do you want to do with his children, with his family? Do you want to take them alive or dead? He says, Of course, I want to take them alive as war prisoners to Damascus. They said to him, Then if you want to take them alive, they are dying out of thirst. You have to give them some water. قَالَ لَا بَأْسَ أَحْمِلُوا إِلَيْهِمِ الْمَاءِ Okay, just take some water to them. Quench their thirst now, because we want to take them alive to Damascus. So when the soldiers of Yazid, they approached the tent of Imam Hussein, 83 kids and women were watching. The soldiers are approaching, carrying water with them. Now the closer they get to the kids started to pull back. Nobody is going near the water. The soldiers of Yazid started to call upon the kids. أَلَمْ تُرِيدُوا مَاءً هَذَا هُوَ الْمَاءُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُرِيدُونَ Don't you need water? Did not you say you need water? Come and take some water. But nobody is moving. Nobody is going toward the water. Nobody went to take the water. So the soldiers called upon them again. And when they did not get any answer, one soldier got closer to one child of Imam Hussein. He says, Here, this is the water. Take the water you need. He says, لا والله لا أشرب وقد قتل الحسين عطشانا لا أشرب وقد قتل أبو عبد الله عطشانا I'm not going to drink water and my father was killed thirsty. I'm not going to quench my thirst with this water and I saw my father dying out of thirst. So none of the kids took water. Only one child took the water. And everybody was stunned. Why this child did this? Why he broke the agreement? Why he took the water from them? But when that child took the water, he did not drink it. He took the water and he went to the battlefield looking for a specific body. He is looking for a specific body. He was looking for the body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When that child found the body of Imam Hussein, he sat next to the body of Imam Hussein. He said, Here my beloved Abba Father, this is the water you needed. I got you some water. Here, my Father, this is the water you needed. Please wake up and take some water. This is the water they deprived you from. It is available now. My Father, please get up and get some water. السلام على الشفاه الذاب لا رات. Peace be upon your thirsty lips, يا أبا عبد الله. السلام على العيون الغائرات. Peace be upon your fatigued eyes. السلام على الخد التريب. Peace be upon your sandy cheek, يا أبا عبد الله. السلام على الجسم السليم. Peace be upon your stripped body. السلام على الشيب الخضيب. Peace be upon your holy beard that is stained with blood. So everybody is getting now to the big tent, all the children of Imam Hussein, as well as all women. They all got to the tent. But there is one child. He says, Hamid ibn Muslim says, I saw one child of Imam Hussein. She was a girl. She was running in the desert when they set fire in the tent. I saw that there is fire on her clothes. So she came to me and she said, Ya Shaykh, anta lana am alayna? Are you with us or you're against us? She says, I am not with you nor against you. But what I did, I extinguished the fire from her clothes. I said, what do you want to do? She said, take me to my mother. I said, I don't know where your mother is now. She said, fine, I know that. I want you to take me to the river. I said, why you want to go to the river? She said, are you thirsty? She says, yes, I am thirsty, but that is not the reason I need to go to the river. He says, when I take her to the river, she's looking for a specific body, and that was Abbas' body that was laid on the next to the river. She looks at Abbas' body. She says, Ya Am, قم وانظر ماذا صنعوا بنا. My beloved uncle Abbas, please get up and look what they did to us. لقد سودمتني من الضرب. I have been brutally abused by those soldiers. So at night, when everybody was in the tent, Zainab alayha salam and her sisters, specifically Kulthum alayha salam, they gathered all the women and all the children inside the big tent. So she makes sure that nobody is missing. And every few moments she calls upon all those who are in the tent. So to make sure that nobody is missing. Everybody is in the tent. So Zainab alayha salam calls upon them one by one. Layla, she is there. Ramla, the mother of Qasim, are you here? Yes, she is here. Everybody is there. That was when the darkness set. Everybody is in the tent. Now Zainab is looking for one more person. And that person was Al-Rabab, the mother of Abdullah, that infant of Imam Hussein, who was slaughtered in the hand of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Zainab looks around and she calls for Al-Rabab. Al-Rabab, ayna anti? Where are you, Rabab? But there is no answer from Rabab. Zainab calls once and twice and three times. She is not in the tent. Now, Zainab, she thought she might be somewhere. Looking for Rabab. And all of a sudden she sees a ghost, someone who looks like her. Someone in that darkness looked like a woman crying inside the battlefield. Rabab, is that you? هذه أنت يا رباب. Then all of a sudden she hears Rabab says, Yes, سيدتي. نعم بلا سيدتي. أنا الرباب. وماذا تصنعين? What do you do now in this late time of night? In this darkness, what do you do here? قالت سيدتي شربت الماء فدرت ذياي لبنا. وقد وجعني صدري جئت أبحث عن ولدي الرضيع علي أجد فيه بقايا حياة فأرضعه ولكنه ها هنا مذبوح. She said, I had some water, I took some water, and now that I have some water, I have milk in my chest. My chest is hurting me. I came to the battlefield looking for my own son, my own baby. Probably I find him still alive so I can nurse him. But I just found him slaughtered. I can see him now that he is dead. As-salamu alayka ya Abdullah, ya ibn Abi Abdullah. And now let's go with Imam Hussein. When Imam Hussein was slaughtered, Umar ibn Sa'd asked one man, one soldier, his name is Khuwalla. He said, Khuwalla, you take the head to Kufa tonight. You don't stay anymore. You just take the head with no delay. You take him to Kufa and you hand the head of Imam Hussein to Ibn Ziyad. So Khuwalla takes the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam with him. And when he arrives in Kufa, it was midnight. He goes to the mansion of the governor. It was closed. He asks them to open, but they don't open the door. So he finally decides to go home. And then in the morning, he brings the head of Imam Hussein. He knocks the doors, and his wife, who was a good wife, a pious one, a Nawar, she says, who is this knocking at the door? قَالَ أَنَا افْتَحِي لَقَدْ جِئْتُكِ بِغِنَى الدَّهْرِ. I brought you so much wealth. She opens the door. She says, what wealth you're talking about? He says, I brought you the head of Imam Hussein, the son of Rasulullah, the son of Fatima al-Zahra. قالت لقد قبحك الله الناس يأتون بالدينار والدرهم وجئتني برأس ابن بنت رسول الله. When men travel, they bring gifts to their family. You brought me the head of Fatima, the son of Fatima al-Zahra. You brought me the head of the son of the Prophet. والله لا جمعت رأسي ورأسك وسادة. I swear in God that I'm not going to sleep with you in the same room. I can't be with you anymore. You are such a ruthless man. She says he didn't care. وضع الرأس في الفرن. There is an oven at home. He put the head of Imam Hussein on a tray and he put the head in the oven. The woman did not go to sleep. She remained awake all night. She said it was at the time of the Fajr. رأيت عمودا من النور ينبرج من رأس الحسين إلى السماء. وإذا بي أسمع بامرأة بهاتفة تقول ولدي ولدي ذبحوك وما عرفوك ومن شرب الماء منعوك. She says it was that time at the Fajr time when I saw a pillar of light coming out of the head of Imam Hussein toward the heavens. And I saw thousands of angels are coming down. And all of a sudden I heard a voice of a female, a mother who is saying, my beloved Hussein, they killed you. They did even give you some water before your slaughter. they killed you and they knew that you are my son and you are the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And finally, the next day in the morning when they were leaving, in the morning the family was forced to leave Karbala. They were not even given a choice to go and farewell Imam Hussein. But Zainab went. She went with Sukaina to the body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam for the last time. Zainab put her hand, two hands beneath the body of Imam Hussein. Now when she got there, she wants to hug her brother. She wants to kiss her brother, but her brother has no head to kiss, to be kissed. So what she did, she kissed the place where the sword cut his head from, his neck. Then she put her hand beneath the body of her brother, and she raised that body a little. قالت اللهم تقبل منا هذا القربان قربان نبيك محمد. You Allah accept the sacrifice from us. You Allah accept the sacrifice from your messenger Muhammad. Now Sukaina is not willing to leave her father. She threw herself on the body of Imam Hussein, hugging and kissing that body till she was forced by the soldiers to leave the body. However, Sukaina tells us that at the moment that they were forcing her to leave, she heard a voice coming out of that body. It was the voice of her father. She can tell that was the voice of her father. I will read that, and I want you to read with me what Imam Hussein is saying. شيعتي مهما شربتم عذب ماء فاذكروني. My followers, every time you drink water, remember me. شيعتي مهما شرب توم عذب ماء فاذكروني. شيعتي مهما شربتم عذب ماء فاذكروني. فأنا السبط الذي من غير جرم قتلوني. I'm the grandson of Rasulullah who was killed innocently. فَأَنَا السِّبْطُ الَّذِي مِنْ غَيْرِ جُرْمٍ قَتَلُونِي. Please read with me. شِيعَتِي مَهْمَا شَرِبْتُمْ عذب ماء فاذكروني. فأنا السبط الذي من غير جرم قتلوني. وبجرد الخيل بعد القتل عمدا ساحقوني. And after my martyrdom, I was ruthlessly and brutally, my body was crushed by the horses. وبجرد الخيل بعد القتل عمدا ساحقوني. ليتكم في يوم عاشوراء جميعا تنظروني. The Imam is saying, he says, I wish you were all there, my followers, to see me in the day of Karbala and the day of Ashura. ليتكم في يوم عاشورا جميعا تنظروني كيف أستسقي لطفلي فأبوا أن يرحموني. He says, I wish you were there in the day of Karbala, you my followers, so you all can see me, how I'm asking those brutal people to give some water to my baby, and they refused. كيف أستسقي لطفلي فأبوا أن يرحموني. وسقاه سهم باغي عوض الماء المعين. And instead of giving my son, my infant, some water, they gave him, they sent him an arrow that slaughtered him. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik وأناخت برحلك ولا جعله الله آخر العهد منا لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.